going here and this and that. I'm like, what kind of God we serving that we all right. going to heaven? Because ain't going to be no prostituting section in heaven. There's not
right,
going to be
right,
no
right.
in heaven. There's right. not going to be no pimp daddies up in heaven. Come on.
Right. Uh-oh.
There's right. not going to be no pouring it out for the homies heaven.
All
no.
Right.
We have all to right. be a separate a generation. God said, I'm calling for peculiar people. What makes you peculiar? It's your walk. You all don't right. condescend to the things of the world. Now, am I just, you know, perfect? No, because my flesh rises up sometimes. Mm. I want to hit somebody in the throat. Okay? I want to knock somebody, knock their teeth out.
Good
okay?
Lord.
Because the warrior in me talking about, I don't have to put up with this. And you talking about turn the other cheek. It's hard for a sister to turn the cheek. Okay?
Right.
And so I'm still working on that. I really am. And
oh
I'm
my God.
God to help me. But my thing is this. There is a prerequisite from the word of God. There is a standard that God has put the blueprint down. And how he wants his children to be ID'd. And that's through their life and all their right. walk and all what right. they exemplify and their characteristics. I told people, I said, do y'all know that Jesus is my fiance? I told
all right, like all that. Right.
I have an imagination. Jesus is my fiance. And I have to find out what my fiance like and what he dislike. Mm. So I put it parallel it with the natural. And if he don't like me acting a fool and cussing somebody out, I better chill and get it together
right.
and work on this tongue because exactly. this tongue will keep me out of glory. You understand? Mm. If I don't exemplify and walk in the pattern that Jesus was an example for us, and people say, well, that's so hard to do. No, it's not. He said, I come to fulfill the law. I'm walking the law. I'm not trying to make it hard for you. You right. all are making it hard. You're calling, having men to make a curse upon you. And that's not it. That is not it. I'm fulfilling just by doing the work and living the life. That's what he wants. We have to separate ourselves. So every now and again, I like a little jazz. That don't make me, I'm not on my way to hell.
Right, right.
That's right.
Right, right, right.
And then
right.
too, the media land will probably pass out. But I like a glass of wine.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right. Preach, preach.
That's right. Hello. Wine is good for the stomach's sake, y'all.
But that's right. the Bible. That's the
and
word.
And Jesus went to a party, y'all. And he got the best wine preach. In water. And so if he didn't want me to have it, why would he turn water into wine?
It ain't a sin to drink it.
And I believe he might have danced the two at the wedding because they would party for 3 days. Yeah. Y'all better get in the word and find out what it is. God said, I told you to occupy till I come.
Uh-huh.
He didn't tell you to pitch no tent. He said, occupy.
All right.
I'm also to enjoy the beauty that God has given me.
Amen.
The lilies of the field. I mean, if I walk with blinders on, I wouldn't know that there is a God where people talking, trying to have me in restraints. I don't think so. God wants you to, he said, my yoke is easy. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. How am I going to leave the world, go to the church, and still be in bondage? Y'all better ask somebody. I got a message for you. Call me up, 951-228-9980.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doors of the church are now open.
And can I go ahead. Don't mind, William.
No, please, go on, please.
She just brought home a very serious point. You must read and show yourself approved. That is the problem that we have with these so-called Christian nationalists. They have been fed a type of doctrine that's supposed to be biblical, but it ain't got nothing to do with Christianity. They are slandering the name of Jesus Christ. They are defaming the name of Jesus Christ. And these people that are following them, I mean, did you see these folks on January 6th putting their hands up on the Capitol building, praying for it?
Yes. Like,
what are you praying for? Who are you praying to?
Because
you can't be praying to the one true living God. They're praying to this idol that's been made up for them. And it's because they don't know the word themselves. You know, the Bible says, my people suffer from a lack of knowledge.
Come on.
You cannot know the truth if you don't go and seek the truth for yourself. That's why they hate so-called critical race theory. Because if we talk about this thing to these children and we talk about it to the young adults and we talk about it to the people getting their doctorates or their law degrees or whatever the case may be, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is power. things change. Mm-hmm. When you know better, you do better. That's right. Remember that? So the problem is if they start teaching their children right from wrong, according to biblical doctrine,
come on now.
Because God is the one who doesn't have respect of persons. God is the one who says, number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do the two things right there, you got all of it, all mm-hmm. of the commandments wrapped up mm-hmm. because that's going to keep you doing what God wants you to do. According to Jesus, I'm just telling you what Jesus said. You know, the mm-hmm. words in the red print in your Bible. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, them two are the greatest of all the commandments. So mm-hmm. if you were to learn to do those two things, to love everybody on this planet, those are your neighbors, everybody on this planet, as you love yourself, what?
No, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. when I see somebody, you know, my kids like, Mama, you speak to everybody. Well, when somebody comes up to me that, you know, or walk towards me acknowledging my presence, in my opinion, that is me being loving towards another human being. If they speak to me, that's them being loving towards me. We ain't got to know each other. We don't have to have a 2-hour conversation right. behind this. We just got to be human beings who mm-hmm. acknowledge that another human being is here. That's and that right. might be, who knows, that might be the one thing necessary to make that person's day, to make them think, well, hold on, maybe somebody is seeing me. Maybe I don't need to kill myself. Maybe I am worth something. You never know what small gestures of love mean. They can be just as big as in somebody's life as this big, huge display of affection. So to make a long story short, if you truly love the Lord mm-hmm. and you truly love your neighbor as you love yourself, you wouldn't be shipping people from the border to Martha's Vineyard.
That's right.
Where they don't know nobody, don't nobody know them. You wouldn't be separating them from their children. You wouldn't be oppressing a whole bunch of people. You wouldn't be trying to trample on somebody else's freedoms. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to give you an example, and I'm not saying I advocate for this. I'm just saying I understand people having the right to do this. I'm not going to be the person, if I got a bakery, telling you if you want 2 men on top of your cake, you can't do it because that's against my religious beliefs. It is against my religious beliefs for 2 men to get married, 2 women to get married, for folks to have threesomes. All of that is wrong. But you have the right to do it. Not because the government gave you the right. The Lord gave you the right. He's the one who gave you free will. If he ain't struck you now yet, who am I to strike you down and say, no, you can't have this on your cake. Do what you want to do. Now, what I have to do as the Holy Spirit leads me to is to tell you the truth about God's word. But guess what, folks? You got to be in tune with the Holy Spirit to know when to do that, because some of y'all preaching to these folks out of season and they ain't ready to hear nothing. And then you get hit in your face. You get cussed out. You understand what I'm saying?
But God prepares the heart and
there's a time and there is a place. The Holy Spirit has to till the soil of the heart, like Dr. Sims was just saying, and then you plant, and then you water, and then you shine the light of the Lord's word on this particular seed that you sown. You can't just do it all willy-nilly because you think you are so self-righteous and you are better than everybody else. So telling a woman she can't have an abortion because she wants to, you know, use it as a form of birth control, guess what? I don't believe in that either. But making a blanket no-go on abortion when you have people who are dying because they don't mm-hmm. get abortions, or you have women carrying dead fetuses inside of them because the baby isn't viable, that's dangerous for the mother. You got little kids having babies, being forced to have babies when their bodies are not fully developed in order to do that. These are dangerous things, and you don't get to have the right to say who does what. God gives us the right to choose. So who are we to take those rights away from other people? That includes who you worship. That includes who you sleep with. That includes, you know, even whether or not you choose to pay your taxes. Jesus told you, give to Caesar what Caesar. If you don't do that and you end up going to jail, guess who fault that is? That's your fault. It's all your fault. So I just don't think these people know who Jesus Christ is. Mm. Because if you did know who God was, you would not be an oppressor. You would not have a doctrine that seems to favor one group of people over another, because the Bible says that God is saving people from every nation, tribe, and tongue. There's just so much hypocrisy in what they are teaching and what they are proclaiming, that it's hard to believe that the love of Jesus Christ, that his Holy Spirit dwells in them at all.
And it doesn't. It can't. I don't see how it could. You know, because like you said, you have a whole lot of, and I think Dr. Sim said it about false prophets, but you have a whole lot of people, not even prophets or even preachers, but how in the world they claim they love the Lord and they're doing all of these things, but they're advocating for somebody's murder. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How can you say that you're pro-right? How can you say you're pro-life and you're willing to let the mother die if there's a dangerous pregnancy, if she has to go through that? How in the world, that's not pro-life. And in some situations, the mother and the baby can die, can it, ladies? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. How can you say you're pro-life then? You have someone who has a dead fetus inside of them, and you say they can't have an abortion. What is the reason for that? That makes absolutely no sense to me at all.
And can you imagine what it does to the woman's mental?
Ooh, stability? What about the body? What about her body?
That the baby is dead and got to carry it full term.
Yes.
I think that is such punishment. Not even woman.
And
that,
then our health. Yeah, you got a wide corpse inside.
Yes. Ooh. I can't even fathom that. Carried and they tell you beforehand the fetus is dead, and
yes,
you've got to carry it for you to carry
that makes
it
no sense
that it does not make. And she's wishing and hoping. Now I know God can do anything.
Yes, he can.
My faith is heavy in God. Mm. I know he can rectify some things because he has done it.
Amen.
According to your faith, he has. So, amen. And the word of God, and I know that there's nothing impossible for God.
Amen.
But if a person's faith is not there, okay, mm-hmm. if a person's body is being racking with pain, their mental instability, to me, that is such a, not demoralizing, such a bondage that you're putting that woman in of carrying that dead fetus, okay? And then to her going, and then what they do is induce labor like she's having a natural birth. Mm-hmm. They don't do a C-section.
Ooh.
They do natural labor.
That's amazing.
She goes into labor, okay? And they only to know that baby is born dead. Now, God can do anything in the birth canal. Now, I'm not going to take nothing away from Jesus. I'm not.
Amen, okay? Amen.
Because miracles being done all the time.
Amen.
But in that event, give them that choice in that life. Because life, the Lord said, I'm the life giver and I'm the one to take it away.
Yes.
It's evident that God took the life away because it's evident that that baby may not have been able to face some things. Because I look broader. Ask that. May not be able to take some of the things that are happening in this world today. God said, I'll have compassion on who I want to have compassion.
Amen.
And so my thing is this, because his hand, he knows all things. And the word of God says, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Period.
Right.
Amen.
So there is, his wisdom is so far past ours.
Amen.
My thing is this, I teach people to say, Lord, whatever your will is, it's
done.
Going to be my will.
Amen.
Because he knows the outcome of all of us.
Amen.
Okay? And so, but we have these shysters standing on the side, these charlatans, acting like they the one giver of life.
Come on
and
now.
This and that and the other. And knowing what God is. They still trying to figure out how a baby is conceived. I don't care what they say. And what they put together. I watched the documentary. I said, the majesty of God is far comprehensive than the mind could grasp.
Wow.
And I said, they're still trying to get how it breaks apart and how this. No, sit down and shut up and let God do his work.
Yeah. Amen.
And
amen.
Stop trying to clone people. Okay, that's another
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and I think you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, such hypocrites. There's one thing that really boils my blood, and that is a hypocrite. You know,
and you stand a Republican.
Isn't it?
They are hypocrites.
Oh my God! And you know, we talked about Herschel Walker, and we talked about, and guess what? Rightfully so, we talked about this fool. I mean, it is now there is a second lady that's come through, and said that he tried to force her, or he forced her to have a baby as well.
And she a Republican.
Well,
and
he drove one of them to the abortion clinic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was this the latest one?
That's the latest one.
The latest one, because the other one he sent a check, right?
He has receipts.
See?
And then he still lied.
Yeah, but you know what? And then these Republicans, I can't stand a hypocrite. They're saying, oh, it's mighty convenient for them to come out now, huh? Well,
of course it's convenient. You have abortion front and center. You have, this problem. You have gotten a system. They're always talking about it's rigged, because they rigging it. You got all these judges, especially on the Supreme Court, which is the...
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Clarence Thomas. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my gosh. But then you got other judges. Some of them, thank God, have not been ruling Trump's way, just because Trump wants it to be go his way. But you have some of them who do rule in his favor. So you've got these corrupt judges. You've got corrupt politicians. You've got these Christian nationalists and racist MAGA people showing up, harassing people who are voting. Not only that, they are intimidating and harassing election workers. I mean, who would have thought in this day and age in America that being an election worker would be a dangerous job, or would be a job where you would get threatened? But these people, they're taking photos of them. They're harassing them. They're following them. They're threatening them. This is ridiculous. This is not something that happens in a democracy, folks. Not one that's as stable as the United States democracy is. But these are the types of things you have going on with these hypocritical Republicans who claim to be patriots, who claim to love this country so much, but instead they're doing everything they can to unravel what makes America, America. Reverend Demery, you've been quiet for a minute. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think we can project, you know, our ideas on all of this, and I think we all are doing the best that we can to raise the consciousness of people and raise their level of thinking. And I think that it's all well and good, but like I said before, we have to allow people to unfortunately act stupid. They're going, you know, because there's nothing some of us are gonna be able to do to change the minds of some of these people.
I agree that you can't change their minds. I agree.
Yeah, we can dance, we can shout, we can preach it from the highest mountaintop. But those people are not going to change in a lot of ways, you know, because their conscious level has not been raised beyond where they are. And they don't want to change because they enjoy being a part of where they are. They enjoy being a part of... who they follow. They enjoy being a part of this whole process. And that's what's a shame. And that's why I said before, and I'm going to say it again. I know I keep repeating myself. I'm like a broken record. We have to do all that we can through our voice, through our preaching, through our teaching, through our exacerbation of thoughts. That's what Dr. Sims is doing. That's what you're doing, Ann. That's what William is doing by having this show. But like I said before, a lot of this stuff, saints, has already been written, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do to change it. All we can do, like Ann said a moment ago, and like Dr. Sims was saying, get ready. Like I tell my folks, don't start getting ready to go to church on Sunday morning, in the morning on Sunday. You got to get ready Friday. I get myself ready for church starting Wednesday.
All right.
But, you know, I get ready all week long to go to church.
Come on.
Come on, don't get ready to go to church Sunday morning and wake up at 9 o'clock and say, oh, well, I guess I'm going to go to church. No, you got to be thinking about church all day long.
All right.
Thinking about it. And that's, I think, part of the problem with some of these folks. They are not fully conscious of what they're doing. And like you said, Ann, a while back, and I repeat it again, They are defaming. They are.
Amen.
They are charlatans.
And yes.
Shame and a mockery of the good news.
Amen. Amen.
Truth me that they're doing that all in the name of the Lord. You know, it's really a shame. It's, you know, sad to see the process unfold and sad to see the process develop into what it's going to be. Because I don't know who it was that said it. It was either Ann or Dr. Sims or somebody said things are going to get worse
before they get better.
Before it gets better. Yes, indeed.
Before they get better.
Right, wow. Right, wow. Right. Well, I got to say, I agree that, you know, it's going to take the Lord to change their minds. The Bible says, you know, that we should no longer conform to the pattern of this world, but be changed by the renewing of our minds. Yes. I don't think anybody's mind can be changed. I don't care if it's on, you know, whether or not they are, what religion they choose. I don't care if it's who they think they're in love with, you know, whether or not they get free from using drugs, you know, their philosophy on life, all of that, in my opinion, comes about, you know, the Lord changing their mind, the Lord renewing their mind, one way or the other. So when it comes to the MAGA people, I totally agree, that while we should put the truth out there, while we should not run away from engaging in dialogue with those who really want to have a discussion, about the truth, at the same time, I don't expect anything positive from those people in terms of their beliefs. I think for them, this is their season. They finally have leaders where they want them to be. Trump, number one, kind of gave everybody else a license to let it all hang out. And they are doing that. They are being very real, very honest about their racist tendencies, about everything negative and anti-American that they stand for. They're being really honest about that, in my opinion. And so when you have, say, for instance, President Biden coming, being voted and elected into office, I know he wants to be the president who pulls everybody together, but those people, in my opinion, just were not going to come along because they don't want to come along. They don't want to be united with all of us. They want a whitewashed country, and one that basically puts them back in a position that they were in before. And that's where they, as a group of people, are the ones who are in a position to oppress everybody else, and have everyone else serve them. That's what they want. And I'm sorry, I don't think you have the vast majority of us who are willing to go back there. The problem is trying to figure out how far this is going to go. Is it going to get to a point where, I hate to say civil war, but I kind of have a hard time thinking that this particular country that is premised on freedom, from its inception, you have people coming over here, migrating here because they wanted religious freedom. Then not only that, you have, African Americans fighting for freedom in every way, just basic human rights. You have the Native Americans who, even though they were technologically outgunned, they still fought tooth and nail to protect and keep what's theirs. You even have the women rising up in order to fight for their right to vote. So this is a country that, from its inception, everybody, all along the way has loved and fought for freedoms. I just have a real hard time believing that the people of this particular nation, when it comes right down to it, right now, we may be trying to let the course of things play out, and, you know, according to the laws of the country. But I think when it comes down to, say, Trump being declared president in, you know, in perpetuity, that things will come to a head, or somebody trying to put him, you know, in that position of power when he didn't win. I just kind of have a bad feeling that, yeah, that would be headed towards civil war instead of America, you know, going the way of some other countries that aren't as stable, that aren't as pro-democracy as we are. But if y'all have a different opinion, I'm more...
You're absolutely right, Ann. And just to interject this one quick thing, I think you're absolutely right in every point that you said. And I believe also that there's still a little bit of the real Jesus.
Amen.
A little bit of Jesus in some of these fools that there's room for salvation.
Amen.
I don't want to give up on all of them because see, there's enough of the real Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
In their insanity, you know, that they will come to their right mind.
Amen. You know? Amen.
And, like you said, renewing of their minds. And I think there's still enough of the Holy Spirit there in them that they're going to, you know, sing that song like we sing at the cross.
Where I first saw the light.
Come on.
Amen.
Right. And the burdens of my heart rolled away.
Sing, Dr. Dimmer.
Amen.
By faith, I receive my sight. Sight where you can see with your mind, not your eyes.
Come on now.
All right,
and now I am happy all the day.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
That's right. You're right, please. Dr. Dimmer, because there's
backing
a whole lot.
Backing up on Dr. Dimmery, God said it's not his will that any should perish.
All
period.
Right.
That's it.
So even though they walked away from God, he never walked away from them.
Amen.
His hand is still outstretched to them to come on back, and he's still tugging at their heart. Look, I backslid one time. I'm just going to be real about it. And got out there in the world and went cuckoo for cocoa.
I backslid about 100 times.
I've been saying, okay, now. I had to taste the nightclub and can on because I thought the devil got some goodies out there. I want to taste the goodies, okay? I said, because people are staying, they don't love the Lord. What's up?
Okay? That's right.
Curiosity. So guess what? But when God got his hand on you, you can't go too far. He all will right. pull you back in. And these folk can't tell me, those that are out there doing all of this stuff, that they don't feel something from God. They always, God always has his love that supersedes anything that they have. Because if they go through hard times, guess what? They're going to start reflecting on the goodness of Jesus. I'm telling you, he has this way of getting in people's hearts and minds. But it is up to them, folks, to change from their wicked ways and turn back to God and repent and come on with the hands up so God can deliver him. I am through.
And, you know what the thing about it? They get in serious trouble or get hurt. First person they call on is Jesus.
And some of them God put in jail so they can stop killing themselves out there so he can get their attention. I'm just saying.
Hey, we got Dr. Danny Tisdale on the line with us. Hey, Brother Tisdale. Hey, look, we have a church service up here. The doors of the church are open, brother.
Well, I'll give my Cardi logging on. I seem like my devices want to do something different every other month, I guess.
All right.
I'm trying to figure that out because I finally got in.
We're glad that you're here. And we definitely want to hear from you. Obviously, we are focusing here on the vote like we have for the last several months. Been focusing on the vote, folks, and don't throw it away. I was speaking to Ann before you came on, Dr. Sims, and Dr. Dimmer was here. And I said, you know, the thing about it now, you know, this is the most important time. I'm going to paraphrase what I said earlier. This is the most important, maybe, perhaps, no. In my opinion, most important vote that we've ever had to take. And this is really the only weapon that we have to change things, folks. We're not going to change it by talking about it. We're not going to change it by talking about somebody else. And the only way, Danny, is that some of these people will do the right thing. They got to get their heart right. I believe if they got their heart right, they will vote right. I mean, you can't think, you can't say you love the Lord, you love good, you love humanity and stuff like that, and then turn around and vote for these people who are taking everything away from you. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I think what the panel is saying, I'm just taking what I'm taking from all of you. Get your heart right.
Amen.
All right? Danny, your take, brother. Yeah.
I want to say I've been listening while trying to log on, and all of it is so true in this country when you really give consideration to it. Anytime that we've had change, it's been behind blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. Now, it's still that way today. I don't invite or have a desire for a civil war, or if you want to call it that, to happen. But there are people that have been preparing for this for over 10 years. They're buying up ammunition. They're buying up guns and weapons and all.
Longer than that.
Come on. Yeah,
they've been doing this for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. How do we avoid it? I believe the world is not so much in trouble as it is in transition.
All right.
Transition to something that's totally different. But all of this that they're trying to bring forth that's not of God, you know, and the godless people are trying to present a platform and agendas that they think is going to work. Well, it's not going to work. God is the final say over it all. Mm-hmm. And whether we go into another big civil unrest is yet to be determined, because we have had a person to get into a position of power that has caused these people to be emboldened in what they're doing, and all the dark money from all of these very wealthy people in this country. They probably sitting back watching this like they're watching a football game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, my brother. I'm going to play something real quick for the panel here, and I want you to comment on this. And we talk about people being brainwashed. And so, and I think there are maybe two or three types of people that will vote this way. The completely stupid, the ones that don't care, and they fall, they like the Pied Piper just falling this train off, I mean, off the pier here. And then you've got those, like Danny was saying, I'm taking from that, Danny. You've got those that's just the super powerful, the super rich. They watching this. They want this. They want this because, number one, we talk about dark money. We talk about big money, and nothing they would rather have if people divided, people fighting. They don't care about Republican. They don't care about Democrat. They don't care about independent. They don't care about anything, and they definitely don't care about us. They care about that money. And what's going to happen, all of this corruption they have. Look at Trump, what he did as far as getting rid of all of the regulations that were put in place to minimize pollution. Also, things that were put in place by even back with President Obama. He talked about global warming back then. Now, I'm going to tell you, when President Obama first took office, you know, the summers weren't as hot as they are right now. The summers are hot. You go up there in the areas where it is supposed to be freezing, where the polar bears, where it's up in the Arctic and places like that, the ice is melting. Okay. At a record pace. You look at out in California, it hasn't rained there in 15 years. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. I'm exaggerating, but it don't get in the rain there.
They made a song about it. It's a song called New Way.
And that's a fact. I mean, it's true. It is so true. And man, I tell you what, the most destructive thing to the planet is man.
Yep.
The most destructive thing, because this world is beautiful. God put everything on this world that you need. You ever notice that? You got water. Yes. You got food. You got materials to build houses. You got materials to build cars. You got materials to do anything that you need is right here on this world, in this earth right here. And there shouldn't be any starvation. There's no person on the face of this earth that should starve.
That's true.
None. Zero. And see, I'm going to tell you how stupid they are. You don't build a building from the top down. You start with a foundation. And who's the foundation? It's the people that make things work. The people that with their hands and their labor, the farmers, the builders. And you build from the bottom up. Now, and if you treated them right, and then guess what? Because man is always evolving, always evolving. You treat them right, you're going to have enough money at the top. But I'm going to tell you what, a building without a foundation will fall. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that right now. I'm going to play this clip real quick, and then we're coming right back. Let's see if I have it. Okay, let me unmute it.
I like about him, I've never heard another president invoke the name of God and Jesus more than I've heard President Donald J. Trump. And that's the main thing for me is that he's embracing biblical principles and follow the Bible and you can't go wrong.
I love that. And he got the kids out.
Let's break it down. Trump does not represent Christian values. It's so clear that Donald Trump practices no faith apart from his worship of money, power, and Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. If I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't. Now, when I take, you know, when we go in church and when I drink my little wine, which is about the only wine I drink, and have my little cracker, I guess that's a form of asking for forgiveness. And
probably couldn't get through the Bible even if you tried. And has even been recorded mocking Christians for their faith in God and him.
Open the people's eyes to the corruption in this government. He did more than any president in the history of this country.
By the way, she raises mules.
I raise mules.
I love the hat. Chuck kicks.
This is my 30th rally. 30. Drove 17 hours. 17 hours. Got here Wednesday. I'm from East Tennessee near the Smokies.
False. Trump leaves behind him one of the most corrupted presidential careers in history, with over 3,700 conflicts of interest recorded throughout his tenure. In the midst of an ongoing federal investigation for misusing federal documents, it's clear Trump has never prioritized accountability or discretion in his campaign, even to his own detriment. Dude literally could not follow the rules even if he tried, if he wanted to, because he doesn't understand them. So why are people doing this? What Donald Trump understands is what motivates his base: fear. He manipulates evangelicals and their puritanical impulses. He provokes the right's fears around governmental control and directs these stoked anxieties against the Republican Party's true targets.
So prisons are being emptied out from many, many countries, not just three or four that are closed. Many, many countries are being emptied out into our country.
Despite all of Trump's bumbling failure, the blind dedication of the Republican base to an incompetent and self-interested former president only matters to me because there are still people out there that are still suffering because Trump makes ridiculous claims and defends positions that only benefit him. He does not care about sharing and following through with his political visions. He doesn't even have them. This is just an attempt at exploiting his popularity to protect him and cover his wrongdoings at the expense of millions of people and the political well-being of the country and Republicans a note of confidence. When you support Republican candidates, make sure that they actually believe in Republican positions. Then we can talk about actual governance. Until then, this is Adrian Costa with RHQ. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check back for more videos.
Okay, we're back. Okay, folks. Well, that young man just broke it down. He just broke it all down. I mean, remember, Dan, before you came on, you probably heard this too. He was talking about what, 2 Corinthians, you know, and when he goes to church, you know, he drinks his little wine and take his little cracker.
Yeah, in his house is Politrick. You think I forgot that?
Politrick.
Yeah. Now, somebody interviewed or talked to the church that I think that he's supposed to belong to. Pastor said he hadn't seen the man in 5 years. Okay, so I guess he had his little and this was a couple of years ago. So I guess he had his little cracker back then, you know, his little wine. But the thing about it, folks, this is why these things are so dangerous. So if you hear, I mean, this thing has been all on the news. Well, except for Fox News, they will not air anything that's bad about him. And so if you don't know what's going on, folks, you can't be informed. I mean, truly informed. And if someone is feeding you a whole bunch of malarkey and that's all you're used to, this is where you're going to go. Dr. Demery said something years ago, Danny, that the main thing that's driving these people, their motivation, is fear. They are afraid that somebody's here to take something from. Now, and a lot of them out there that's carrying these AR-15s, they don't have anything for anybody to take.
Right, okay. Right.
Okay. There was a young lady one time. and it's not exactly true, but she said it's sad, but it's funny, that this guy was a racist because he didn't have no education. All right. Or he's poor. He said, she told him, that was the young lady that was in the pool hall, right? Black lady went to the pool hall and was all white, and the people started heckling her, said, don't you know this is a white establishment? And she said, oh, you know, most racists like you, they're poor anyway. You guys are poor and you're stupid. And I mean, this sister, she was brave. I mean, they didn't do anything to her, but that doesn't happen that way in all situations.
Right.
Okay. Right. Sometimes you can get yourself in a dangerous situation because these are very, very dangerous people and they're motivated by fear. Danny, what's your take?
Hey, I think they are motivated by fear, but the main thing is that they don't have truth in them. They don't have wisdom. They don't know the God of wisdom. They don't get their wisdom from him. They're getting their wisdom from some other place, you know, and it's not of God. So the godless cannot act in a godly way because they are ungodly, you know. Many of them are living within that truth. But I put some of the responsibility back on some of the ministers, too.
Oh, boy. At
the same time, they put on the whole armor of God. And then they tell you to stand back and don't fight the battle because God, you know, he doesn't. The things that need to be done on this earth need to be done by us. God has equipped us to do it.
That's it.
You know, we're trying to send God to do what he has commissioned.
Come on.
Come on now.
You know, I went to heard a sermon this morning and it was so troubling that he was using good scriptures, but he went from, He made the armor of God like it was the clothes. You got to put on the clothes of God, no? And then you don't have to fight the battle because God has already won the battle. Those two don't go together. First thing you're doing when you're putting on the armor of God, you're getting ready to go into battle.
Right.
We don't have to fight. We do have to fight. But we have to fight with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Preach.
Trump talking about my little cracker and that forgiveness of sin. The sacrament has nothing to do with that.
Preach.
I watch people show up on the first Sunday to take sacrament because they, like Trump, probably believe the same thing. It has nothing to do with the forgiving of sin. It has to do with understanding who Christ is. You know what I mean? It's a difference, man. So
come on, man.
Just like them folks that go down with devils and come back up with devils
because
they think they saved because they got baptized.
Right.
Woo.
You know, the Lord says too, if they take it unworthily, the communion, that's why there's many sick among you. Because they take it unworthy. They coming up to the altar full of hell. I'm just going to be honest with this here. Okay? Doing every damnable thing. I have a passion about this. And then I told you about the preacher talking about he told the Lord said he wasn't supposed to take it, but he to give it to everybody else and his hands was dirty.
Whoa.
I already knew what was up with that. Okay? And you went into my wheelhouse when it comes to, I have a great passion with leaders that stand before the in a hypocrisy type of living. In front of God, and then because people, and Dr. Demery said it, people are lazy. They will not pursue God for themselves and get a clear understanding. So they allow these men who have been hirelings because Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light and he's got these hirelings that are getting paid every week. Okay. Why should they have to preach the unadulterated word of God? Because it's going to find them out. And they don't want to be uncovered. They don't want your eyes to be opened. And so this is what's going on. So yeah, they'll go and do everything. And Dr. Demery said he gets ready for church almost all through the week and then on Friday. But some of them folk be, here's a problem I'm having. Okay, you done stirred this girl up again. I'm having a problem where people can party all night long. 6 and 7 hours, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and can't give God an hour time in the houses of prayer. They're looking at their clocks.
worrying about that roast they don't put on and stuff Reach. Like that. Their mind is off somewhere else. When it's the God that gives them the very breath that sits there in them seat and allow them to do all that partying.
Amen.
You know? But the thing is, because, and Dr. Danny said it best, they are preaching heresy's message, but how would you know that? How would you know what they're preaching? How would you know they're telling you? I know the Lord said put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to ward against the wiles, because it's a spiritual thing. It has nothing to do with me putting up my dukes, which I'm praying in that area.
All right.
Okay, I'm praying. Because sister girl, that I got to keep her in the casket. I'm just saying, and that's what the Holy Ghost does, because he's a leader and a guider. He does correction and redirection. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to the hypocrites up in the church, and there are many.
Yes, there are many. Yes, indeed.
And they are overtaking the houses of prayer. That's why I said it comes to full circle. God's coming around, and a lot of them are losing their lives. And I know Demry can attest to this. God is snatching them up out of here, taking them up out of the pulpits, because they've been lying to the people of God.
Isn't that something?
They've been pimping in the house. There's no meat in the storehouse because they got it in their pockets. The people are dying anorexic. They got no solid word. They getting just enough to keep them jumping and shouting, and though no spiritual stability. That's what's going on in our nation. But Dr. Demry said it best. These things have to take place.
Amen.
Whatever we are enduring today, the Bible says in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away.
That's the word.
If people would co-sign with this word of God and parallel, there's going to be what you once believed. That's Satan's trick. He's taking you away from the faith of God and allowing those who are walking away from God to have more faith in him than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is allowing Satan to breathe. Come on here.
Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Demry.
We've had church. We might as well just go ahead and let the ushers start marching. We
we got to hold up the bloodstained belt. That priest stained us on.
We have to hold it up
until we die. That's my grandmama's favorite song.
Woo! I know that's right.
My grandmama's favorite song.
Hey, Dr. Demry, hey, come back to the screen here. And there's something, I'm telling you, we better wake up, and we really, like Dr. Sims said, we better get some act right. There was something that happened. One of my brothers and I, we went to a football game yesterday, over at my university, but he was late getting here for a reason. I have a nephew, that's over in South Korea. And he was leaving. He was, him and some of his, soldiers, he's a lieutenant, they went downtown at, some part of South Korea, and they, went out and had a good time. And as they were leaving the establishment that they were with, they were walking past another establishment, and people were coming out, 50 to 75 people coming out the street, nose bleeding, and they were dying right there in front of his eyes. That he said about 50 people plus died, and they had their nose were breathing, and it was almost like they were poisoned, some type of chemical attack or something like that. And these things are happening. Look at all of the wars around. There are wars going on right now that doesn't even make the news. Okay. Yeah. Well, we already know about the one, the Putin's war. We already know about that. That's a doggone shame and just tearing that country apart and killing civilians. I mean, who does that but a madman? Okay. And then you got people that are worshiping. You got Republicans right now, they're saying they're pro Trump. I mean, they're pro Trump, but they're pro Putin too. How can you be pro somebody like that's killing? And you saying you're pro life? That's killing innocent people, men, women, and children. They're bombing hospitals. They're bombing schools. Okay? And you're going to do that? So I'm thinking about all these things that's happening around the world. But I want to share that with you, Dr. Demry. Dan, are you a veteran also?
I am not.
Okay, I am not either. But Dr. Demry, you know a lot about this. But you know, they always talk about chemical warfare. I don't know what I just showed. I don't have a lot of facts right now, except for what I just told you about these people coming out there and dying in the street. Now, the thing, and I'm praying for my nephew because I've never seen anybody die in front of me. And him and his group, they tried to administer CPR on these people, you know, as safely as they possibly could. But, I was talking to my brother and he was saying that my nephew, he shook up behind this. And I can understand.
The crowd surge that happened in Seoul, there was like 153 people died and 133 people were injured.
Oh Lord.
It was a bunch of people got crushed. It was a Halloween type of party. And is that what you're talking about, William?
No, I'm talking about one where these people coming out with like they've been attacked chemically.
Oh, well, I ain't heard about that one. No.
Yeah, same one.
Is that the same one?
Same one.
Okay, you know what could have happened, and they were probably rushing out of the place, and a lot of people got crushed. But she was saying that people were bleeding from their nose coming out.
A lot of people injured, but a lot of them died too. Yeah,
wow,
I think 153 people died.
Okay, because I had only heard about 50 to 75 of them, but you know they could have died. You know, rest could have died after that, but he was just all shook up, mm-hmm. and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning there. When this happened.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the enemy is attacking us around the world, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay? There are things happening. You've heard about this other thing that's going on with the microwaves or something like that was making people sick. Okay?
Yeah.
There's so much out here that we are not even aware of, folks. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's why we've got to do, like the panel says, put on the whole armor of God. And that don't mean you put it on like a suit, then go and watch TV. All
right?
Or sit back and do nothing. And one thing you can do with that armor right there is get your butt out there and vote. You can do that. That's part of fighting. And that's really the only civil weapon that we have to attempt to make some changes. But again, Dr. Dimmer, have you ever heard anything like what we're talking about, that thing that's happened in South Korea?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that stuff happens all the time, but unfortunately, a lot of it doesn't hit the news because it's coming out of countries which are much more of a third world country than South Korea is, and you don't even hear about it.
Uh-huh.
Which is a shame because of the mass media is such an intense process. There are a lot of places that this stuff does not get reported, you know. Uh-huh. I'll tell you just a real quick story. I know it's a little overbearing and it may sound a little grotesque, but I'm going to tell you one thing. One of the most horrifying things I was ever a part of, when we went into Iraq, there were people that were trapped inside of a tank and it was burning.
Oh,
and
wow.
A scream and a cry. You will never forget as long as you live. You're a human inside of a tank that's burning.
Lord.
Scream out and cry out. But not only that, to smell a human body burning.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Never forget.
Oh,
and that's
Lord.
Into my nostrils, imbued into my mind. But the only way that I've been able to get over it, and you tell your cousin, one of the ways he's going to be able to deal with this is to wash himself in the blood of Jesus Christ, to consecrate himself, to anoint himself, and one of the ways he's going to be able to deal with this is to allow the Holy Spirit to fill him from the crown of his head
to
his feet. Yes, he may be, you know, a psychologist, but they can only do so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Fully and cleanse you thoroughly.
Amen.
Immediately and cleanse you from the inside out. So
right.
Tell him to get down on his knees and pray. You pray for him and he'll come up.
Amen. Amen. And I know he has a praying family. His mom and dad, they are just wonderful people. It's actually my brother and my nephew, I was talking to my brother yesterday, and because my nephew was so shook up, you know, my brother was shook up, obviously, and his mom and his wife, you know, and I was, you know, and because I'm thinking my nephew is halfway around the world, you know, he's out there, he's a strong boy. And one thing his dad said, Ann, was that his son, I know him well, that he's always grown up as a loving, caring person. Mm-hmm. And what affected him so much is that he couldn't help a lot of these people. They did as much as they could. And so he's feeling some type of way because he couldn't do more to save these people.
Right. Well, you know, there's only so much that you can do. I mean, look, Jesus gave his life. He gave up his heavenly throne, and people still won't allow him to save them. So, we as his vessels sent out into the world to continue his work of saving people. We're going to meet with the same thing, whether it's saving them spiritually or even saving them, you know, physically from harm, which most of the time, if you're on a spiritual, doing your spiritual job, you saving them both physically and spiritually. Mm. But there are times, you know, when you have a situation like that, when it's just immediate physical help that you're trying to render and you can't do it. And it's definitely, happens a lot when you're talking to people, sharing your faith, and they don't believe. So it's just part of the Christian faith, whether we're talking about saving somebody physically or saving somebody spiritually. Everybody is not going to be saved. Thank God for the chosen, the ones who are, the ones that keep you going, because if you just get that one is worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Amen.
You know, tell him, you know, it's not just him. It's everybody that experiences that one way or another through Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well said. You know, I tell you one thing I love about this program, Dr. Sims and Danny, Dr. Dimmer and Ann, is the fact that sometimes I may not be feeling that good about things that's going on, but this program, along with my belief and things of that nature, it strengthens me. It helps me. Makes me feel, you know, and hopefully this can help someone else that's listening to us, that's really listening to us. And that is the joy that I get out of this program. Danny, your final take, brother.
Hey, I want to give encouragement to you to continue doing what you're doing. I had got a call from a distant friend, and he was talking about this program and how he so enjoyed and the truths that were coming forth. And I just want us to continue to believe that through the education of our spiritual knowledge and our spiritual understanding of godly things, that's going to make the difference. And as Dr. Demery has said, a lot of these things are going to come to pass because it's already been written.
Amen.
Many hard-hearted people out here that are they're not going to give up. They're going to continue to probably to the day they leave this earth. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to be in that number.
All right.
We can be in that front of the shadow and the safety of what we know and we understand about Scripture, because the attack not only happens from the outside, it happens from the inside in your home.
Amen.
When you start really looking at some of the relationships that exist today. I've heard too many men that I've heard that have been had marriage and longevity that just go along because they just go along. Not so much that they have found peace and become one with their mates. That's the problem too. And Satan is the real reason for all of this. And then again, it goes back to one is studying, the other one is not.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen.
You all can think whether it's from procrastination or just sheer sluggishness or laziness. People don't see not reading God's word as being a sin. A lot of people don't think it is. If they would not continue not to read.
Right.
This show is helping those that are willing with an open heart and an open mind to listen to what we're saying in context of what we're saying. Because I try to be sure that I try to use the best words that I can find within my heart to describe what I'm thinking about. We had a subject the other day about forgiveness.
Mm.
But then across bridge / forgiveness and forgetfulness. So God is the only one that I've read that has a sea of forgetfulness.
Yes. All right.
We as human beings don't have that. We might have an eyedropper to get some forgetfulness. We don't forget when we've been offended. We don't
reach.
So how does that tie back to being forgiving? Because once you forgive yourself, then and then only can God continue to forgive you as you forgive others.
That's
what he says. That's part of his character. But that ain't all of his character. Mm-hmm. It's so much more to his character.
Amen.
Than we can even imagine on that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I told y'all we were having church. Wow. We're going to take a couple more minutes. We're out of time, but that's all right. I talked to the CEO. He said it was all right. Dr. Demery, your church, sir, your take on this program. Again, I think it helps me. You know, a lot of times, you know, it helps me. You know, you ever, had a discussion with somebody and you made them feel good, but it made you feel good that you helped them to feel good. I mean, but so, Dr. Demery, and where's your church?
Well, it's Mentone Congregational Church. And as I said in church today, don't let Satan completely have his party tomorrow. And
all right.
Come on.
From the pit of hell, and don't believe in demons and goblins.
Oh.
I got cursed out one holiday because I was putting little Gideon Bibles in the kids' bag. And they tried to curse me out. If you lost
them,
you know, I could have put a hand in there, but I'll put a little Gideon Bible in there. And the lady tried to curse me out. Look.
Don't come to this house. Go to the next
get what Halloween is all about. It ain't about boom, ghosts, and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's about the devil having his party.
Oh,
when he talked out. I was playing Mahalia Jackson when she came by. I said, that's Mahalia. You ain't never heard Mahalia Jackson before? I wouldn't play no ghoulish, crazy music.
Oh, Lord.
And Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
And keep it. Dr. Demery put a little Gideon Bibles in.
Come on now. I want to put some blessed oil in there. Come on.
Don't come to this house. You get what I deserve.
I bet you she didn't come back next week. I mean, next year. I guarantee.
I don't know if she came back. I got cursed out there. All I could do was say, and then she really got mad when I said, well, is there anything I can pray for? She really got
upset. I know she did.
Well, you know what? Hey, persecution come with being a Christian. It's like,
exactly right.
Oh, Lord.
If you don't like it, don't stop it. Matter of fact, I keeps my light off.
That part.
And if they knock on the door anyway, I let them know we don't celebrate Halloween.
No.
Not here.
Right. We just don't do that.
That's right.
But if you come to my house and I give you a Bible instead of some candy, I have given you a greater gift than what you deserve.
It won't rot your teeth, will it?
That part.
It won't rot your teeth, and it will give you life.
Oh. Right. It'll correct some things. Come on.
They're not coming to either one of your houses. They ain't going to do it.
They don't need to stop.
Oh, do you either, Dr. Zill?
Oh, no. I have some blessed oil. I anoint my hands. And if they knock on the door, my doorknob is anointed. Come on here. And when you put your angels across, they can't come across that threshold anyway. It is what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them just keep walking. Because when you station the Lord there, you know, your angels, your heavenly angels, demonic forces can't come across. I'm talking about their mom and daddies who's promoting this foolishness. The children are innocent. But the thing is this, when they do come, I got blessed all waiting for them, and I shake their hand. I got wisdom. How you doing, baby? Amen. You know God loves you. God bless you, but I don't do this right here now.
Oh, boy. Yes. Hey, I agree with all of you. Hey, Danny, real quick, your take on Halloween.
I don't. It's not a favorite day for me. We have taught our children to think that it's a festive thing to do because of the candy, but many people don't know the origination of where this this day comes from the pagan mindsets of men from years ago. These things need to be taught and need to be understood, but America's already accepted it.
Isn't it?
As the, what's the big tall thing looks like a big spear standing up, you know, behind. If you know the story behind what that represents.
Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Is that, oh, yeah. But see, it is, I've never liked Halloween. I think I told you guys this story about this real quick. I was a baby. I was in the high chair. I couldn't even talk. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm in the high chair and my uncle and one of his knucklehead buddies, they had put on devil's mask and stuff that came and scared the hell out of me. Boy, I was cussing them out. I couldn't talk though, but I know I was cussing. I know I was cussing.
He was speaking the hell out of me.
I know I was cussing. That's the way I remember it. I never liked it. I ain't like him either. I said, now why would you want to do this to a kid? See, people don't understand what they're doing to children out here. You know, I never liked Halloween. I don't like it. I don't celebrate it. Don't do it. Don't even come here.
In other words, we ain't telling nobody happy Halloween.
No.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
We're not going to tell you that this evening.
No.
If you were waiting on that, that's the sum of what you just heard is we ain't wishing nobody happy
Halloween. Ain't nobody. And you know, and this one is unanimous. That's what issue across the board. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for the program. I'm going to unwind a little bit, about 45 minutes, and we'll be back for Sunday Night Go. Oh, Bobby Henderson out of San Bernardino. Both of you guys, Dr. Demery and Danny Tisdale. Bobby Henderson, he said, greetings. Hey, Bobby, how you doing, brother?
Both from me.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, hey, for coming in and enjoying us, ladies and gentlemen. Kick back tonight. It's going to be some great music. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's always good on the Buzz. StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com. Hey, check us out on StreamYard. You can check Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Sims, for that. And
I'm sorry, I hit the button. I need to stop pushing buttons.
Yeah, stop pushing buttons. Dr. Demery, Dr. Sims, thank you so much. Enjoyed the show. We're going to have another great one next week, so get ready, all right? Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.